The Salina Board of Education met in regular session Monday evening. The board approved a $500 donation from the VFW Post 5713 to the FBLA for their national competition. The following personnel were hired for the 24-25 school year: Kara Ransbottom as accounts payable and receivable specialist, Nita Meg as the new bus driver, Mackenzie Regadance, the 712 music teacher, Brian Gilliland as the precision machining teacher at TriStar, and Matt Boley as an intervention specialist. The board approved adding girls wrestling as an approved Salina High School sport and renamed the existing head varsity wrestling coach to be the head coach for boys and girls wrestling. The board also approved a multitude of supplemental and pupil activity contracts. The Board of Education approved an agreement with the City of Salina to provide a school resource officer. Salina Schools agrees to pay the city 80% of the school resource officer's total annual compensation and benefits for the patrolman assigned. Such compensation and benefits include wages, workers' compensation, Medicare, pension, health insurance, life insurance, uniforms, and the use of a marked patrol car. Total compensation is $103,496.65, with the school's share being $82,797.32. Officer Nate Miller is expected to be assigned to Salina Schools as their school resource officer. The board approved the administrative salary schedule, which includes a 4%, 3%, and 3% raise over the next 3 years for the administrative staff. The board also approved the executive secretary compensation plan changes, which include changes made to the positions within the superintendent and treasurer's office. Last month, the board approved the accounts payable and receivable specialist position, and this month, the board has approved a human resource specialist, central office secretary, and fiscal assistant position. These are not new positions. They are redesigned current positions to better meet the needs of the district. The board approved the bus routes for the 24-25 school year, and they will be available on the school's website later this week. The stops have changed this year because of the new elementary school location. Students within a mile walk of the new school will not receive transportation services. The new walk zone includes students who live north of West Logan Street or State Route 29, east of and including Williamsburg Square Apartments, south of Herholzer Street and Tavel Street at the curve, and finally, the west side of Main Street. These students are all in the new walk zone for Salina Elementary School. Students in kindergarten through sixth grade who live south of West Logan or State Route 29 will be transported to and from Salina Elementary School because of the safety concern of having young students cross State Route 29. The board approved a change to the 24-25 school calendar. The March 24th Professional Development Day for students has been moved to October 14th. Once again, there will be no school for students October 14th, and they will be in session March 24th. A new calendar will be emailed to all families this week. The Board of Education is inviting community members to attend the August 20th board meeting to receive the latest information regarding the history of the project, where the project stands today, and plans for finishing the high school building. The board also wants to share the financial picture of the overall project as we know it today. The August board meeting will be held in the high school lecture hall on Tuesday, August 20th at 6 o'clock. This is a special statement from Brenda Bokey, Interim Superintendent of Salina Schools. I would like to thank the Board of Education for trusting me to run the district these last 6 months. I'd like to thank Michelle Maurer, the administrative team, and central office personnel for helping me navigate the waters of Salina. I want to thank the community for their support, and I wish the Salina School District nothing but the best under the direction of the capable hands of Brooke Gessler and the Board of Education. There are exciting things happening here at Salina, and I wish you all the best.